Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, we're talking pharmaceuticals with Liz McMenamin, Vice President of the Retail Association of Nevada, for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Safety is the number one priority for the trucking industry. Over $7 billion a year is spent on technology like this electronic eye that will apply the brakes automatically. But the most important factor for safety is the truck driver. These hardworking men and women who safely move over 70% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you because trucks move America forward.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Chronic diseases like diabetes,
asthma, and heart disease
are the number one
cause of death,
disability,
and rising healthcare costs
in the United States.
Today,
more than 86%.
86% of our healthcare spending
goes to treating people with chronic diseases.
I'm Ken Thorpe, chairman of the Partnership to Fight Chronic Disease. As the presidential candidates discuss their plans to address rising healthcare costs,
ask them how they plan to address the chronic disease problem.
Paid for by the Partnership to Fight Chronic Disease.
Does your business deserve the absolute best in workers' compensation? You should know that not all workers' comp is equal. With Pro Group Management, your business is all that matters. What do you receive for your premium dollar? Professional risk management team, top-rated claim service, customer care team, website access to your full account? It's all in the numbers. You can upgrade your dollars and make them stretch farther and more efficiently. Call us today. You deserve the best. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're taping this program on Wednesday, the 17th of February, for playback today. Of course, we're moving studios and we're banking some shows, and we're joined by Liz McMenamin, Vice President of the Retail Association of Nevada, one of our proud sponsors. Pleasure to have you here.
Good morning, Sam.
So one of the things that you deal with is pharmacy from the retail perspective. And it seems to me that doctors are being put on a shorter and shorter leash, and I'm not sure by whom. But for certain kinds of medicines now, they're almost being encouraged not to prescribe them. Can you share with us?
Well, I think we're seeing some shifts going on, and I'll use controlled substances or the opiates that are out there.
And what kind of, for those that are listening, what kind of drugs would those be?
Those would be your oxycodones and your oxycontins. They're pain relievers. They're typically used to treat chronic pain or intermittent pain that you may have when you go to see your doctor. But the opiates have become a great concern because of their addictive qualities that they have. So there was a big push, there is a big push, to let's evaluate these patients. Let's look at these patients closely before we hand out a pain pill. Is there another way to treat the pain? I think doctors, we're seeing shifts in medicine right now on that issue, because for a long time it was to the other side. We were just the physicians were prescribing them just really openly in large quantities. I've been to a dentist and come back and had enough oxycodone to last me for, I guess, I don't know, months, it seemed like, but it was a lot. So now they're scaling back. But all drugs, Sam, are dangerous drugs. And doctors are being asked now to evaluate the patient. We talked before, you and I, about, you have to go back and see your doctor after a year on all your medications. But there's a good reason for that, because your physiology changes, your body chemistries. This medication that you're taking is a drug, and it has an impact and effect on the human body. So it's real important for the doctors to be able to look at that and go, okay, Sam, perhaps maybe we need to try something different, because I see that this is not helping, or, you know, through blood tests and evaluations. Are doctors on a short leash? I don't want to see the doctors reined in. They're the professionals who know what they're doing. But in statute right now, a doctor is required to see you yearly for medications that they're prescribing. But if you look at these medications, every one of them are dangerous. They have side effects. Everything you take for whatever your condition. So there's side effects there we need to look at, and doctors are aware of that, so they're trying to stay on top of that patient and say, you know, Sam, you need to come in. We need to do a physical. As hard as it is, and as, you know, we're busy people. So if you're feeling good and the medication seems to be doing what it's supposed to, and you have to go in to see your doctor, you're wondering, why do I have to do that? But there are a lot of reasons.
Oh, okay, and that makes total sense that you would have to go once a year. But I'm hearing of cases of doctors talking to patients and saying, you know, just for us to continue prescribing this medicine that somebody's been taking for a long time, we have to justify it.
Through the insurance, and that would be probably through health insurance.
So that begs the bigger question, of course, which is, not that we want to be controversial here, but why are insurance companies trying to substitute themselves for doctors and second guess doctors? It doesn't seem appropriate.
Well, and I would argue that that is not the case. I'm just going to come from the other side of that issue. I hear what you're saying, and I hear a lot of the people in the public feel this way. However, there are typically doctors within those insurance companies who are looking at these rationales, and they're looking at Sam's progress, if, you know, whoever your health insurance provider is, and they're going, you know, Sam's not really progressing well on this. You know, let's, you know, perhaps his doctor needs to see him again. They're trained professionals. While on one end you have people who are running the claims through, that's a different entity. But there are professionals within those entities that are looking at this. And let's face it, Sam, we're one of the most overly medicated group in the world. We consume over 80, or I forget the exact number, but over 80% of all the opiates in the world, which tells us that in the United States, are we more pain than anybody else in the world? You know, those are things that we can look at and talk about, and we need to have these discussions, because medications are expensive. Healthcare is expensive. So what do? As a I think as an individual, we need to take responsibility for our own health care and be more aware. I guess that would be more than
anything. Let me ask you this. So when a doctor prescribes a certain kind of medicine, and the insurance company says, well, no, we're not going to let you have that kind of medicine. We're only going to pay for the other medicine. And invariably, that other medicine will be cheaper. Is that appropriate? Is that correct?
If the other medication has the same ability, we'll use generics, because that's been the big conversation for a long time. A name brand and a generic. If the generic has the same outcomes and has the same ability to help that patient, then why wouldn't that be? Why wouldn't we want to save the money? Because the doctor's being told that this name brand is the best. Why wouldn't the generic be the one that we would use if it's going to be cheaper in the long run? As me as a patient, I want to keep my insurance rates down, and in order to do that, I need to take into consideration the fact that I'm spending all this money.
Right, but then again, it's the doctor-patient relationship. If a doctor's telling you, this is the drug I want you to be on, and then he can't get it cleared or she can't get it cleared through the insurance company.
Well, there's a lot of arguments about that, and I can use a personal, my own personal, I guess I violate my own HIPAA laws here, but I was, you know, I have high cholesterol. I have a really high number. My doctor, and I'm not going to name him, had, I'll use the brand name Crestor, in his office. It's a very, very expensive treatment. My insurance company said no, and that's what he prescribed for the cholesterol. And my insurance company said no. But every insurance company has an appeals board where you can go and appeal it. I did. I got the ability to have it. It was going to cost me more. In the long run, I didn't take the medication, but basically there is an appeals board where you can go. And I don't know how many of the consumers out there, patients out there, are aware of this with their health insurance. Is it timely? Yes, it is. But if you feel that it's absolutely imperative that you have Crestor instead of the generic statin drug that's out there, then go for it. I went through the process for my own education.
Shouldn't it be your doctor, though? Shouldn't it be your doctor fighting the insurance company and saying, hey, I'm a doctor?
How should it be? The doctor has no idea how much that drug costs. And he doesn't have any, a physician has no incentive to try to save money for the insurance companies, I would say. But they've been told by a pharmaceutical rep, and I'm not blaming pharma, they're trying to get their product sold, that this is the better drug. And they're constantly bombarded with some of this. So a physician doesn't have any skin in the game as far as how much it's going to cost your insurance company to provide you with the medication. You know, so everybody, I think it's a whole circle, Sam, and I think for us to see the best outcomes is we all are involved, everybody in that circle, all the healthcare providers that you're seeing and yourself and your insurance company, because they're all involved. So when the whole circle is complete and everybody's working to the best and highest outcome for the patient, then I think we're going to see maybe some shifts and changes in cost. Be interesting. I don't know.
All right, let's take a break. More with Liz McMenamin on this very important topic when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. You ask, are we busy? Here's United Construction, 700,000 square feet of distribution. This is SJS Development. They're grading for their new facility. This is eBay's new data center under construction. TRI offers 30,000 acres of industrial property. It's ready to build, and there's room for you. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. We're building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion, for romance, custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in Northern Nevada, and we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward.
And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Liz McMenamin, Vice President of the Retail Association of Nevada, with great knowledge of the entire pharmaceutical industry. You brought up a really interesting point among many in the last segment, which is that doctors really don't have knowledge of the actual cost of things like medicines. And in fact, there is one hospital chain, and I'm sorry, I don't remember the name of it, but who are actually pricing everything so that they actually know what everything costs. But they're the only hospital group in the country that's doing that. That seems insane when everything is so expensive within the medical field.
And it's continued to just, the cost continues to rise. I don't know how hospitals do it. Their medications are very, very expensive. But I know that the whole cost process for medication is an interesting cycle, because you have, on one end, you have that manufacturer whose, I will say, their rates that they charge take into consideration all the money they spend for you, the public out there, to see their ads on take the Nexium, take the little purple pill, take the little pink pill, and that's a lot of money that's being spent. So, you know, I have an issue with that, but that's a personal thing. That's not an association thing. But absolutely, this we have to take that into consideration. I watch how it goes from the manufacturer to a wholesaler, because a pharmacy can't purchase drugs without going through a wholesaler. The manufacturer doesn't sell straight to the...
So there's a three-tier system?
There's, like liquor, a three-tier system there. And the pharmaceutical manufacturers can raise the price at any time they want. We're seeing that with the young man out there who bought...
Screckle,
yeah. Who bought the pharmaceutical medication and then just skyrocketed the drug. For a very specialty drug, there are not a lot of people on that medication. And so the people that were impacted by that, it was a small amount, but it was huge numbers when you talk about that. But the manufacturers can raise the price at any time they choose. And that cost is passed on down the line. So.
Well, you know, it's interesting. Not that many years ago that we saw Canadian pharmacies researched by the state of Nevada and recommended and referred. That those doesn't really exist anymore.
No.
And I've talked to a couple of Canadian pharmacies about this who were part of that group that were recommended
right.
by Nevada. And they said it just wasn't worth it for us to do that. You know, we have plenty of business coming from the United States. As long as people aren't getting their medicines FedExed, 99% of it is coming through, and at far lower cost. And there are very few
lower costs.
Yeah, and very few doctors. I have not come across any at this point in time that will not send a prescription to Canada.
To Canada for you.
Yeah.
And you are right now. You can still purchase online from Canada. It's not. I think the state of Nevada was trying to handle it in a way that set up protections for the patient.
Right. But there is a Canadian organization that is the standard for Canada. And if the pharmacy has that seal, and you can go to the official website and check to make sure that it's not just a phony website, it's very real. You can talk to the pharmacist. You know, they communicate with the doctor's offices. There are certain things that they can't send. You know, I think Schedule One drugs or
the Schedule Twos, Threes, Fours, and Fives. That I don't think they can send those. Well, I know they can't send those through the mail to
right. But the Schedule Ones they can.
No, well, Schedule One would be your marijuana.
Oh, okay.
Heroin.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
Schedule Two, so it goes down.
This is why I'm not a pharmacist, because I would not know my classes here.
Right. Well, a police officer would know Schedule One right away.
Yeah. Yes, they would. All right, let's take another break, and we'll come back with more. We'll be right back.
Thanks.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. What is Switch? The answer? They represent the most dynamic growth industry in the United States today. Data storage, the information of the world. Here they're building the first of many 1 million square foot facilities. It's in their new campus. It's for eBay. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevada.
When you're selling your home for top dollar, Marshall Realty makes the difference. More exposure, more demand. Your home marketed on TV, radio, and all over the internet. Call Marshall Realty to have your home featured on TV now.
Well, the low price cleaners that I had experienced is they'd come in and they'd just add stuff on and they'd make up the prices as they were going along. And I found out that they were working on commission. So I really felt that they were taking advantage of me. Unlike the carpet tender, they quote you a price and they stick by it. And their people that are out doing the work don't do the add-ons. So you're really getting a lower price by using the carpet tender in the long run.
Hi, it's me, Toots-a-loo. Lowest prices from Grocery Outlet.
Hi, it's the rest of us.
Hey there.
Hi, hey.
For over 60 years now, Grocery Outlet has been selling the brands you know and love for up to 60% less than what you'd pay at traditional grocery stores.
And check this out.
It's time again for our amazing wine sale. Right now, save 50 to 80% on all our wines. Over 150 to choose from.
Grocery Outlet, Bargain Market.
Bargain Market. Now it's stuck in my head.
Home of the Week, brought to you by Marshall Realty. If you want your home featured on TV, call Marshall Realty today.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Liz McMenamin. She's the vice president for the Retail Association of Nevada and deals with the pharmaceutical industries. You know, heroin is still a growing problem in this country because of the cost of illegal oxycodone medicines. That heroin is cheaper, and there was a 60 Minutes piece just a couple of weeks ago stunning the amount of heroin use in this country. And by, we're not just talking poor people, we're talking all classes of people.
Across the spectrum, because we were at our country at one time, again, the oxycontins, oxycodones, the opiates were being prescribed to a large sector of people. And what happened is, you may not be aware of an addictive propensity to the drug, but after taking it for sometimes just a short matter of time, you end up on the addicted scale. You now have an addiction to this drug, and you continually go and get it until the day your doctor says, no, you're not going to get this anymore. You're out looking for heroin. It's
Well, you're out looking for the pills initially.
Yeah,
the cost
you
of
go
those
look
pills
for, exactly.
Illegally is so high that heroin is a cheap replacement.
And you know, law enforcement has some really good information on this, and I have been working for a long time with the different law enforcement. The Attorney General is going to be meeting soon with his Substance Abuse Task Force. I look forward to seeing Attorney General Laxalt bringing this forward again and let's sitting down and talking about it, because a lot of it is law enforcement. It is the industry. There are physicians on there to talk about how we can handle it in the state of Nevada. But, yeah, I understand from a program that I went to that the East Coast is inundated with. There are two types of heroines in our country. There's the Mexican heroin that we see on the West Coast, but on the East Coast they're seeing heroin from China, which is a pure grade of heroin than what we see out here. So, you know, certainly...
How is that being smuggled to the U.S.?
I have... You know, Sam, I probably would be as wealthy as those drug dealers if I knew.
No, but I mean, you know,
no,
it's obvious Mexican heroin is coming from Mexico.
It's coming up through the border, but the China, the heroin on the East Coast is coming from overseas markets. It's just a big, you know, such a big market for it now in our country. And the thing is, it's sad because, you know, I am all for the, now, our state passed the naltrexone, where a heroin addict can get their medication that will help them if they're overdosing. The problem is it's just a partial answer to that, because that person that just overdosed may live through that overdose, but they haven't gotten the help or the assistance to maybe address their addiction problem. So, you know, I think that we have to close, again, closing the circle, closing the triangle, and getting those people help. We didn't mandate that if you show up from a heroin overdose that you would have to seek some kind of counseling, some kind of help for the addiction problem. We didn't look at that. But, you know, maybe that's something that we look at going forward, that person showing up with these problems, that maybe somehow we address that and help that person. Help that person overcome that problem.
Are we still seeing major problems with teens getting prescription drugs from their parents, grandparents?
You know, I think that's maybe lessening. The Take Back Drug program that we've done in Nevada has been very successful. I see it in other states. I even see one of our members is coming forward and looking at putting a kiosk in their pharmacies to help alleviate so that you don't have to wait till the twice a year take back program.
Weren't there legalities associated with that that was stopping the pharmacies from
Absolutely.
Doing that?
The DEA had rules against bringing those drugs back into the pharmacy. We're still not bringing them back into the pharmacy. We're bringing them back into a kiosk where you can have them dumped and gotten rid of and gotten out of your house. That's what we advocate for a lot is get those out of your cabinets. You do not need those drugs. If you did not complete that, or if you're through the pain and you still have leftover medication, get rid of those.
And then that way you're not going to be tempted if you've had a couple of cocktails or something to think, oh, maybe this would be a pleasant experience, because that's part of the problem.
Yes.
Great information. Thank you so much for being here. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, Sam.
We'll be right back.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
Insurance companies think they hold all the cards. But guess what? They're in for a real surprise when they're in the courtroom with us.
Golightly in Vanna, 222-3333.
Did you know that Reno is becoming an industrial electronics hub? To get one of these in-demand jobs, you need the right skills. You can get these skills at Career College of Northern Nevada.
I was working at Lincoln Electric 3 weeks before I graduated.
If you enjoy making decent money and maybe liking your job and liking your bosses, then make the decision. Just do it.
If you love working with your hands, this can be a great career for you. Start now by calling CCNN.
I love my car. You and me, we've come so far. Whoa, whoa, I love my car. And I think my lucky stars. I love my car.
If you need cash and have equity in your car, don't sell your baby. Come into Check City for a quick and easy title. In just a few minutes, you can get the cash you need. Get the cash, keep the car.
When you're thinking of calling a personal injury attorney,
you don't want to call a local number and be transferred to a Vegas office.
We live here. We'll meet with you today. Call us.
Let us fight for you.
Hey, Northern Nevada, check this out. Do you need a car or truck? Think agent775.com, the credit agent. Have you been denied an auto loan in the past? Do you have bad credit, no credit? Have you had a bankruptcy or a repossession? Well, don't stress it. Agent 775 is here to help. Don't be denied. Get driving today. Go to agent775.com and stop dreaming of getting a new car or truck and get one right now. That's agent775.com, the credit agent.
Watch Ask Joe, weeknights on News 4 at 6.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. You can also download podcasts of the show free of charge at iTunes.